The name of William Shakespeare often evokes images of Sir Laurence Olivier and Sir John Gielgud at the Royal National Theatre in London, yet the unique setting of an Italian-language Shakespeare production here in Rome proves the Bard of Avon's appeal is universal. Monica Lafone reports.
Caesar's Forum is a symbol of absolute political power, where he once ruled before being assassinated by his own Senate. The Via dei Fori Imperiali separates Caesar's Forum from the Forum of Augustus, where Caesar's nephew and adopted son received the title as emperor. It is usually impossible to appreciate these archaeological sites in the evening, but now, for the first time in the Forum's history, director Roberto Marafante is presenting Julius Caesar by William Shakespeare at night.
We hear the music, and now we see that something's going on, so we're just waiting.
From what I understand, this is the Forum of Augustus. Mm-hmm. I'm from Indiana, where things that are 200 years old seem ancient.
I studied Shakespeare, and so I know this play quite by heart.
This tragedy in five acts is conceived and adapted into Italian by Marafante himself. The idea is to bring archaeology, literature, art, and history together. The director explains that what you see and what you hear is a game between reality and fiction.
In theater, it's possible to give this this form, no? There is this
grotesque
stone. It's very old, and I very particular effect for the public.
In this play, the audience becomes the citizens of Rome. Sitting on benches facing an open colonnade, the public watches Mark Antony defend his best friend Caesar, who was accused of being a tyrant. Suddenly, Brutus appears standing at the top of a boulder to justify his actions.
I don't think that they have to applaud me. They are not the people who I was talking in Rome. I mean, they are there, but there is a little distance between the real public, the Roman public of years ago, and their self.
Actor Gabriele Parillo, playing Brutus, says that the public has to decide if they identify with the citizens of that era.
What I would like that happens is that they could feel inside, I can make hear my voice, I can speak. So in this way, I guess each one of us can make listen our voice to say if something is wrong or not.
There is no stage in this representation of the play. Actress Patricia Lafonte represents the voice of the people. She encourages the public to follow her from the Forum of Caesar through a path that goes to the Forum of Augustus.
And I liked the way of going around, you know, instead of sitting.
How would Shakespeare have reacted to his play, being transported from the Globe Theatre to the actual Roman Imperial Forums?
Shakespeare would appreciate this because he was very much in favor of a close contact with the public. I was very curious to see how the people watching the show would be involved in it. And I think that they managed to do it very well.
In fact, Shakespeare brings the ruins back to life. This is Monica Lafone.